As much as an ex-gangbanger may have changed his or her life, there are often obstacles that remain. One of those obstacles are tattoos, which mark someone as a gang member, and no amount of internal change will take away the visible tattoos that scare prospective employers and not only serve as a reminder of the past, but can forever bind a homie to that past. Tattoo removal is medically possible, but it's expensive and not covered by medical insurance. The Yastuvo, meaning that's enough, I'm done with that, tattoo removal program is another way in which Homeboy Industries removes an obstacle to change. More than 800 homies from 110 different gangs have had their tattoos removed via this program. The waiting list is 9 months. Each week, a rear office in Homeboy Industries becomes a doctor's office with Dr. Moreno and two assistants. This is Dr. Moreno.
The motivation for doing this, it originally began as a challenge posed by Father Boyle, who came and spoke to me and a bunch of other emergency medicine residents at UCLA about the plight of gang members in this area and about his mission to help these gang members change their lives and reform and get off the streets and find jobs. And one of the impediments to finding a job are the visible gang-affiliated tattoos that they have on, for instance, on their foreheads, on their cheeks, on their necks, on their hands and their wrists. Those visual eyesores make it very difficult to gain any type of respect in the professional community, and employers look at that type of physical characteristic with some disdain and concern. So in order to remove it, basically, the current market practice is to just employ the laser tattoo removal technique. However, the cost of that is very expensive, and it becomes prohibitively expensive for these at-risk youth who do not have much income to begin with. So Father Boyle, through donations and through a grant, was able to get the funding to buy a laser machine, and what he needed from a volunteer at UCLA in our emergency medicine group was a physician who would be willing to volunteer his time and get the practice up and running.
The laser machine brings results, but not without pain. None of the patients are given any anesthetics.
It hurts, yeah, it's about an 8 or a 9 out of 10. It feels like somebody's striking your skin with rubber bands.
The machine makes a distinctive cracking sound as it works. The motives for getting tattoos removed are universal.
It's because I did it when I was young. I didn't know what I was doing, but now that I'm older, I've been through a lot of training schools, educational programs, and I'm trying to better my life. So it's hard for me to get a job, a well-paying job, because that's the first thing they look at, and that's why I want to remove, so I could get that good-paying job.
I just want to have a better opportunity for jobs. Ooh. And to better myself in the future, I don't want to have no marks around where you can see them, tattoos.
Because when I go to jobs, they always stare at my tattoos, and sometimes they would just, I guess I could say they judge the book by its cover, you know? And they're gang-related tattoos also. And just to do something positive, well, positive change.
You know, I go to work and then they don't look right. You know, especially like yesterday I went and I went for an interview and they don't look good. They don't at all.
I guess kind of just grew out of it. The maturity, just didn't care for the stereotypes, you know what I mean? And I felt that, you know, I wasn't comfortable walking around some places. You know, I don't know if it's going to offend someone, or just never know.
It says brown pride, and you're probably no less proud of your ethnicity. Right. But at some point, something happened, a change happened in you, and you said, you know what, I don't have to wear my pride of my ethnicity on my face.
Exactly that.
Right? No, I know what you mean. I think a lot of us go through that.
Yeah.
A lot of us go through that.
I think I was like 16.
Yeah. You were 16, right?
16 years old.
And it's part of your, you know, you're finding your identity, and this is who I am, and I'm Latino, and I want to put this on me, and this, you know, I'm proud of it, and don't mess with me. And then later you realize, you know what, I mean.
Yeah, right. There's greater things in life than, you know, trying to, you know, make an image for myself. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't feel bad. We all do things like that.
For Rosa, however, her visit also represents breaking a cycle.
So, Rosa, why did you decide to have your tattoos removed?
I got old, and I needed to just get rid of them because I have kids now, and, you know, they started asking me that they wanted to be like me and have tattoos, so it's time to get them off.
Just something you did when you were younger, and now you've moved on with your life.
Yes, it has. I was 15 years old, so I'm 33 now and at the time.
Was your mom around?
She gave me my first tattoo, actually.
Wait, your mother gave you your first tattoo?
Exactly, it was this one.
How old were you when she gave it to you?
That one, I was 12.
Are you giving your children their tattoos? Why did your mom do that for you, or
because
were you
she
upset?
Was a gang. No, she was a gang member, and I wanted to be like her. So, and I have a totally different lifestyle than her.
It'd been pretty difficult for you not to have been involved in gangs, Rosa, with that kind of baptism.
You know, I actually learned from it because now I'm a counselor myself, and I work with teens at youth. So.
Excellent. How is your relationship with your mother today?
We don't get along too well because I just have a lot of resentments of what she did to me growing up and stuff. So I have my own life and she has hers. So
having your own kids was a big part of your change in life.
Exactly. No, that's a mom.
But evidently that didn't happen in your mother's case.
No, she's still out there. She's still doing her thing. And that's her choice. You know, there's nothing I can do about that.
Rosa only has a few tattoos, but for some patients, the transformation will take longer. And for some, it may not come soon enough.
And doctor, I see some of your patients with 20, 30, 40, 50 tattoos. So are we talking years? I'm not talking about the case of your patient here, but some of the folks we've seen today have dozens and dozens.
Yeah.
So are we talking about years?
Yeah, we're talking years for some of them. Because, you know, I try not to take more than 10 minutes per tattoo session with each client. So, you know, in 10 minutes, you can't get to all their tattoos. So this is what we do. You know, we prioritize the visible tattoos. So the ones in the face, neck, ears, wrists. And the large ones on their chest and on their back, those are very low priority. Because when you go to work, you can keep it covered. We turn away, you know, a lot of times, you know, somebody, some ladies may have a tattoo on their upper thigh and they want us to remove it. They have good reasons, but we have to turn them away and say, no, we're not going to do that tattoo, because if I spend my time doing that tattoo, then there's going to be another at-risk, you know, gang-impacted youth who's on the waiting list. Meanwhile, he's outside still with his tattoo showing. And, you know, we actually do have one story of somebody who was waiting for his tattoo to be treated, and when we finally called him to come in for his treatment, he had been shot by a rival gang member, so, you know, and killed. So, I mean, it's pretty important to get these tattoos off in this area.